You promised you'd give us a word description so we'd recognize it coming out of the
road. I'm the best Rosarian in Francis. If you say Mid Dudley Cross, the first thing that comes to my mind is what kind of rose it is.
All right.
I don't know. You're looking at me. What
you don't know?
Is it?
I thought you knew.
Is it a Floribunda or a miniature T or a ABCD or
what do all those mean?
I have no idea. Let me get on the phone.
Call Greg again. We may have to call Greg.
One more time. All right. Now, right?
This is it.
That's right. Right there. Get him. What is
Hello?
It?
Hello?
Yeah. Right. Man, it's good to... I'm glad you were out
of class.
You've
interrupted my lunch. I'm having boudin and crawfish.
I wish you were here. I don't doubt
No, I take this back. I wish you weren't here. But
yeah. What? Straighten us out.
I just helped y'all last week. This is getting old.
Last time, I promise you. Yeah, Miss Dudley Cross, the rose.
The rose.
Describe
it's
it.
It's a wonderful rose.
But what kind is it?
It's a tea rose. Tea rose. And you're sort of familiar with that name because all the roses we plant today are called hybrid tea roses.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their parents was the original tea rose. Matter of fact.
Not a hybrid.
You can make tea out of it?
They named it tea rose because when they were discovered in China and brought over in the late 1700s, early 1800s, it smelled like tea. It has a fragrance, kind of sweet, kind of spicy, if you like sweetened tea. So it's not going to smell like this diet tea. It smells like real tea.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of the nice things about tea roses were when they were discovered, we didn't have ever-blooming roses. So all through the Deep South, tea roses were the premier rose. Unfortunately, them Yankees up there couldn't grow them. When it got a real hard freeze, these tea roses didn't know when to stop, kind of like Parsons and his bad jokes. And they'd keep going and going, and a hard freeze would come and kill them dead as a doornail. So the industry quit growing them, but they kept growing in the South because they're very tough and long-lived, and so you find them everywhere, but we couldn't buy them. But lo and behold, this one called Mrs. Dudley Cross was very common in San Antonio, very pretty. It's a yellow with pink. In the summer, it's almost white. It's cream colored. It changes colors with the weather. It's also completely thornless and very black spot resistant. But it's going to be available in the nurseries there in San Antonio, all starting late winter, early spring.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't grow Miss Dudley Cross or the San Antonio rose, you can't grow roses.
That sounds like my kind of rose.
Well, the plastic is your kind of rose, so we're not talking about you. But
you haven't gotten any nicer since you left out, have you?
I heard some rumors. I can barely pick up the program over here, and it seems like I heard Parsons saying some not so nice things about me.
Oh, no.
He wouldn't do that, would he?
He wouldn't do that.
Well,
no.
I'm his best friend, so you know what that kind of situation is.
I'm assuming I trained him well to handle
the program. I would edit those out. I'm glad to see that you're learning more and more about roses and that we can pick up the phone and join you once in a great while. Now, this will be the last time. We promise.
This is good.
Greg, thank you very much all the way from LSU over in Louisiana. Dr. Jerry Parsons will be back with us on the same day a week from today.